This episode of the Kintsugi Podcast is brought to you by Pause, Breathe, Reflect, which can help you bring mindfulness to your everyday moments. Hey there, it's Michael. Welcome to Friday, my fellow like-hearted humans. On Fridays, I like to share a moment with you to pause, breathe, reflect before you slide into the weekend. I started my practice over 20 years ago when I was feeling completely overwhelmed. I knew I had to slow things down. So I started my practice. And I called it pause, breathe, reflect. And the reflect element was essential because it created space for me to practice gratitude and set my intentions on what kind of ripple I wanted to ripple into the world. When I left the hospital, I continued my studies, discovered MBSR, and became a qualified teacher. And now, I love sharing the value of mindfulness with humans all around the world through the Kintsugi Podcast and our app. So we can change our relationship with stress, sleep better, and bring mindfulness to our everyday moments. So mindfulness can be a way of living as opposed to some transactional thing we do during our morning routine. So if you're ready, let's do a short practice together. One of my favorite poems is The Guest House by Rumi. You can actually listen to it on our Pause, Breathe, Reflect app. The overall essence of the poem is this. Rumi shares life is like a guest house, and you're going to get a whole bunch of visitors. And they're not all going to be the most amazing guests. But welcome them all. So in this practice, we'll do just that. We'll open the door to our guest house and welcome whatever is here, as opposed to pushing things away and creating tension and resistance. So when you're ready, settle into a comfortable posture. If you like, you can close your eyes. Of course, you can always keep them open. And we'll drop in. We'll begin with a few grounding inhales and nice, slow, releasing exhales. Give yourself permission to slow down and relax the body as you come into this moment. And when it feels right, you can settle into the normal rhythm of your breath. And as you're breathing in, notice that you're breathing in. And as you're breathing out, notice that you're breathing out. With life, all of us have so much going on. There are plenty of visitors. And while it's easy to hug those visitors that make us feel good and slam the door on those that don't, that can create some tension and some resistance because those visitors keep on ringing the doorbell and knocking on the door until someone opens it. So let's visualize that we're opening the door to our guest house. And whatever guests happen to be here for you right now, all your different moments, all your different situations, see if you can visualize yourself welcoming them all. As Rumi would write, invite them in laughing. And accept that as we go through life, as we look at it as a guest house, we'll have plenty of visitors. So we accept them all, which doesn't mean that we're happy with all of them. Simply, we're accepting that we'll get plenty of visitors. Continue to visualize yourself being open to acceptance. Because that one visitor that knows how to get on your very last nerve, well, they may just have been sent to share an important lesson with you. Who knows? All right. Nice job. When you're ready, you can open your eyes now and wiggle those beautiful fingers and toes and maybe give your body a little stretch. I hope you enjoyed this practice. And if you know someone else who might like it as well, you can always share it with them. And remember, when you have a challenging moment, when you have an unruly guest or visitor to your guest house, slow it down, come back to your breath, and open the door. Because you've got this, and we've got you. It's how we ripple something worth rippling into the world. I hope you enjoyed this moment to slow things down. And if you found it valuable, I hope you'll share it with a friend. You can find other practices like this one on our Pause, Breathe, Reflect app. And you can find the app wherever you happen to find apps. And you always have an open invitation to join one of our live practices throughout the week with other like-hearted humans. It's a space where everyone belongs, regardless of who you voted for, where you live, how much money you make, who you love, and if you pray. So I hope you'll join us. The only thing we ask is that you bring a loving heart to our space. On Tuesday, I'll share another inspiring story of connection with you on the Kintsugi podcast. Until then, have a meaningful weekend and ripple something worth rippling into the world.